supportive and aware.
You got it on play on play and record. Is the record pressed down or is it open? So.
Okay.
Oh, Deborah. It wouldn't help.
38, precisely. At the tone, the time will be 3:38:10. At the tone, the time will be 3:38:20.
Dr. Baird, please. Mrs. Amos.
Yep.
Dr. Baird?
Yes.
Yes, this is Mrs. Amos again. I wanted to apologize for bothering you so much, and I wanted to ask you if the plane comes in late Monday, if it will be okay if Dr. Shack comes in by Tuesday.
Yes, that is okay. Once again, the thing is he has to come here and let me get him registered. That's the important thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then we have to sort out this thing about his doing some internship or being at the Georgetown Hospital for time so that we could some way or other get to give him full registration.
Yes, and we certainly appreciate the information about the temporary registration. Also, I wanted to ask you if you feel it would be okay if she's buried at the spot just below our experimental nursery. There are no houses there, and it would.
Well, you see, this is what you see, because you see, I can't, because I've never been in the place under you. That's why I was saying, because our public health inspector, who is stationed at Matthews Ridge, if he would be, he knows what the requirements for burial gun sites. He is the only closest man there on that could get in. And what I was saying is, if possibly they will plan to pick up the, if they get in touch with the regional development, even they plan to pick up the certificates, if he could go in and see, because what I'm saying, it should be, they should have a site.
Yes.
Because which they should now determine this would be designated a burial ground. And bury her at that site so that if other people die, they could, you know, they would have a site already designated, you see.
Yes, well,
So I don't know if it's a site that is designated. I don't know, you know, I have never been in. That would be a problem, difficult for me to see.
Well, we did try to get a hold of Matthews Ridge, and they stated they wouldn't be up today, and we were, you know, as you said.
But you see, we would have to just, their guess is a good one. Once it's some place where they could bury other people, you know, it could be some area. It's not, you see, it's not like a private burial. It should be some place that in future, so that if we have it designated now, then anybody dies or anything like that happens, they could bury other people there.
Yes.
In order that it should be a site where they could, you know, adequate space where they could, and you all understand, it's adequate space where they could bury somebody. And other people, you see, so that we could say, well, this is designated, and what should happen, because we have to regularize a whole lot of things. I did not realize at the time all so many people were coming in that you were going to put up all these houses, because we have building regulations, we have to know about sewage disposal, garbage disposal, burial sites, what we call open spaces to have recreation for children, all of that, inciting, you see, all those things we should have come to us to discuss and advise you all.
Well, we have had many, many officials come through and look it over every house and very carefully.
Yeah, but that has people, because none of we haven't done it. You see, you have people like home affairs and regional people, but not public health people.
Well, have it all looked at by anybody who wants to. We're very happy to do that. We have a lot of playing space.
Well, we would want to go, you see, because now things went coming up to the end of the year, there's other reports and things and this. We would want to go sometime after January 15th.
Certainly, be glad to have you.
So you people have a plane that you all charter or what?
Well...
Or you all use the Ghana Airways, right?
Yes,
no?
We use the Diana Airways, the regular plane.
Oh, I see. Well, we sometime after the 15th, because I spoke to the Regional Development Officer, Mr. White, he was in to see me. And we planned that we were going to go in, say, I think the plane, he told me, going on Friday. The Friday we were going to do, when we get in the Friday, we were going to look at the Lepen, the hospital at Matthews Ridge.
Yes.
And then the Saturday we were going to go up to Port Kaituma and come into you.
Yes.
And then we will leave the Monday.
Wonderful. That Friday, the, what day?
Well, I don't know. We haven't selected the date yet because I have to select, but it's going to be, we're going to go in on Friday, sometime after January the 15th. It might be the first Friday after January 15th.
We'll be very glad to have you. One reason we were very appreciative that we could bury her there is that she has struggled for black people's rights, and it would be a beautiful memory here because over the years she's struggled for the oppressed and black people along with our bishop, and so it'll be a lovely way to have a memorial to her struggle. And we appreciated that in the situation she could, be buried there.
Yes, well, one, because it would have to be, because the thing, see, because the water was saying that would be quite okay, because we have, they spent the land there, I take it, they spent the land.
Yes, it's beautiful. But I know you will enjoy visiting there. We enjoy the country so much.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate all you've done, and I did want to tell you I'm sorry that I've called you so many times. I'll try to make up for it, in the future, if there's any way I can.
Okay, well, what we going to have to do, because once we get these things sorted out and things, but there would be no problem, because when we come in and we see, then we could tell you exactly, because, for example, we have certain records, if you're going to be seeing some of our people, and even your own people, we should have certain records to know about, certain records we keep in terms of types of diseases that we try to keep close to sharp trends, some epidemiological data about what immunizations you give, the age groups, things like that we have to have, because we have to plan and look at our healthcare delivery system and so forth in terms of funding and what, and for international, we have to, the international organization belongs to PAHO, WHO, they usually like to give them certain data, morbidity, mortality, trends, births, deaths, those kinds of things you would have to keep.
And we would be glad to cooperate in that way. The only reason I called this friend was so that if he wasn't in Monday, you would know the plane sometimes comes.
Yes, okay. Now,
and, also, I thought, just to tell you, that area had no houses, and she loved it very much, the nursery, the experimental nursery. And so, being that we can't get into one from Matthews Ridge, we'll just go ahead with it this time.
That's right.
And we will certainly, go ahead with all the procedures that you recommend. And you'll be able to talk to Dr. Schacht yourself.
That's right.
And clarify anything else.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we certainly appreciate all you've done, Dr.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Roger, you didn't have any agriculture reports?
Summer report, we gave him cavalry. He wants one. And I promised Nicholas one, you copy?
Roger, there's a whole bunch of them in the book depository.
We haven't found them. We only found two. We'll have to locate those. We try to find them in the future. And then, I don't know what. There's one 52E Hatfield, it looks like Hatfield Street or Court, what's that mean? E thorough, inspired. He was thorough, believe me. He was thorough, but he said inspired is what he puts out.
Are they all with the same department?
I think so. Roger. Administrative officer, do you copy?
Roger.
And McGashley's permanent secretary.
Roger. Did you know that this was the department we were being referred to when they came?
Ready to copy.
Did you know that this was the department that we were being referred to when they came today?
Yes, fortunately you gave me that word.
Roger.
I heard the name, I knew immediately.
I had no idea they were coming.
Well, they went through things like we like people to go through with the interest of the fine just comb.
Good.
They looked at every phase and these points of went through a cellar, they went through a well, they looked at our nursery, they looked at our food, they looked at our crops, they went through, looked at our peanuts, they searched through the fields. And we appreciate that. They searched through. They just didn't stand, take a quick look, said, oh, that's what we appreciate. They got their boots on, went out in the fields with us.
Did they get to see the piggery?
Not sure they say they didn't get, but there was some community had to leave because piggery and the chicken, which are very impressive, and the cassava mill cassowary, but they could not because it was just the rain and the lateness of the hour. But they would have gladly put in the letter, but it just, and the road, which we were hoping, they were just afraid to get locked in here because we had some heavy rain.
Roger, here too.
Be sure to put that in. That's the only reason they didn't go. But they went inside. We had our pork stored, and our cheese is stored in the cellar. They go into it, you know. They give us ideas on everything, every point where we go by, they give us an idea on it.
Roger.
And then they compliment us where we meet, you know, where we were doing good things. And they say, in no condescending way or paternalistic way, just a very helpful way, they give us pointers.
Roger, did they know that we were in need of medicine?
I told them that we had a problem. But of course, to get our doctor's license more rapidly, because he's gained a lot of experience by just being out here and working on the medical net and that kind of thing. But we, for the sake of the eyes of the U.S. and your boss, we couldn't afford to be having gone at this particular stage.
Roger.
Push to get the doctor license.
Somebody's on the stand, I guess. Careful, I believe the frequency begins.
The guy
that
they're trying to
lay us
off to.
The frequency of the youth. Can we be of any assistance? Are you copying, Gary?
Roger.
Stand by.
Roger. Very aware. Roger, I will do that.
Bye bye. Till 8 o'clock.
Roger, 73.
Thank you.
do you copy?
Thank you.